Hello, Matt here, popping into your podcast queue with a quick non-episode update. Help Scout fell off the wagon recently. Well, it's more accurate to say we didn't get on the wagon. It was a bandwagon. This is a metaphor, you get it. Specifically, the AI bandwagon, which I think would probably look really impressive from a distance until you look more closely and see it's got three different sized wheels, and the horse and the driver have somehow been merged into a horrifying failed centaur. But however it looks, there are plenty of companies climbing onto that AI bandwagon right now. And that's not surprising. I mean, we humans love a trend. Do you remember the time when we thought everything should be internet-enabled and have a name that started with an I for internet, probably, or maybe it was iPod? Does your toaster really need to connect to the internet? We've all seen Battlestar Galactica. The answer is definitely no. But eventually, the hype settles. We mostly figure out where it's helpful to have a network connection, where it makes no sense. But today, it's AI's turn to be jammed into every business niche like corporate spackle to cover up a disturbing crack in the financials. Here are just a few of the recent headlines from the customer support industry. AI-first approach to customer service.
The next generation of AI-first customer support.
AI-first customer
Navigating
service.
Navigating AI-first customer
How
service.
How AI-first automation is disrupting the global customer service
How
landscape.
How to build an AI-first support ecosystem.
Why companies are pivoting to an AI-first
transforming
solution.
Customer service with an AI-first approach.
AI-first. What does that mean to you? To me, saying AI-first implies something else second. And what would that be? I think it's probably us, people, specifically customer support staff. I think those companies are selling a future where customers talking to AI first before they get to a human is the norm. Now, I'm on record agreeing that pretty soon I do think most customers, most of the time, will be interacting with AI as the first initial support contact. In fact, episode 2 of this podcast, coming soon, is about exactly that topic, and that feels inevitable. But even so, I wouldn't call that AI first, because I think that framing can lead to a whole lot of decisions consciously and unconsciously, because the words that we use to describe things, they do matter. Every support person understands that. And if you talk about AI first, then you think about AI first. And that's why Help Scout is not getting on the AI first bandwagon. It's just not necessarily heading where we want to go. Because for us, AI is a technology that you might use to achieve a goal. It is not the goal itself. Being AI first, it's like someone who wants to get healthy deciding to be gym first. And I've met some of those guys, and it's not great. It's the wrong thing to focus on. Going to the gym, that might be a tool that you can use to get healthy, but just having the gym pass does not make you healthy. And being AI first doesn't create better customer experiences. You probably should be using AI tools in your customer support department. Help Scout offers plenty of AI-powered tools today, and there's more coming. But that's what they are. Tools. Like a chat widget and like a knowledge base. Tools that are helpful as long as they're making it easier for you and your team to deliver the kinds of experiences that you want to create. So I think don't be AI first. Be customer first. Whenever you have to make a decision about what you should prioritize, where you should invest your effort, who you should be listening to, start with your customer. Start with your customer support team. Start with people, and then figure out what tools and technology they might need in order to do what needs to be done. That's it for this in-between episode of The Supportive. I will be back in your ears really soon with a normal full episode. Bye for now.